With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel and Iran have accepted a ceasefire plan proposed by President Trump to end that war. That after Tehran did launch a missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar that did minimal damage. No one was hurt. Attorney General Pam Bondi, facing lawmakers on Capitol Hill, saying the Justice Department must detain criminals who are in the United States illegally.
We must guarantee that our laws allow us to process, hold, and remove those who enter our country illegally.
And she tells the House Appropriations Committee the degree of criminal activities committed by illegal aliens sharply increased since the Biden administration.
Our U.S. attorneys continue to effectively work with law enforcement at all levels to investigate and prosecute the increasing volume of immigrated-related criminal offenses.
Intense weather pattern cooking much of America in a dangerous heat dome this week. Triple-digit heat that hasn't been seen in several places in more than a decade. Heat wave especially threatening because it is hitting a lot of the larger cities back east.
The East Coast weather, at least from my perspective, is just very sweaty in the summer. It's just like my dog doesn't even want to be outside, and my dog loves being outside. But it's that like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
The body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized on Lake Tahoe in California during a weekend thunderstorm has been found. That brings the death toll to 8. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman says the central bank should consider cutting its key interest rate as soon as its next meeting comes up in July, underscoring deep divisions among Fed officials as they endure criticism from the White House. This is SRN News. A Canadian church is taking some, well, extreme measures.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The city of Matera in the south of Italy will double as Jerusalem in the 6th season of the hit show The Chosen. Cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the crucifixion of Christ was filmed. Matera also provided the setting for such movies as The Passion of Christ and Mary Magdalene. This is SRN News. The winning design for the National Memorial for Queen Elizabeth II has been selected. BBC's Danielle Ralph.
The winning design was chosen from a shortlist of 5. Lord Foster's team was judged to have best balanced tradition with modernity, reflecting the late Queen's life of public service. At the heart of the memorial will be a statue of Queen Elizabeth. She's depicted on horseback in the plans. Much of St. James's Park, located in front of Buckingham Palace, will be redesigned, with gardens dedicated to the UK and the Commonwealth.
Brushing up on English has taken on new urgency for truck drivers in America. President Trump issuing an executive order saying commercial truckers who don't read and speak English well enough might be considered unfit for service. Federal guidelines for applying the order are going into effect right now. More details at srnnews.com.